yourself what's on your mind, brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about all that organization has to offer online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I can tell you, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and, of course, doing its part to get America towards energy security. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. Tomorrow we'll be on the road at High Plains Apache. They have an open house tomorrow and a spray clinic that's taking place from 10 until 2. And we'll be there at the Mandan location of High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, 1701 Eastside Court, right across the road from Bonanza in Mandan. Looking forward to that. And they have the new ET Egg Center, which offers Apache sales and service, application training, and a big store with like 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pump hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And now with this ET Egg Center, actually offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just Apache sprayers. So look forward to seeing you there tomorrow. I'll be on location in Mandan tomorrow. So please stop on by and say hi. And when we are on the road, we're brought to you now by our friends at PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Mandan, West Fargo to Moorhead. That means you can get them in the, all the way along the stops there as well. And, of course, they're Valley City, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Clinton, Bemidji, and Wahpeton as well. Get the 4-for-4 deal when you roll in there. That's a single-topping personal pan hot stuffed pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and two cookies all day, every day. Four items for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. All right, we're going to spend some time with Congressman Kevin Cramer this hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. He's not quite joined us yet. When he does, we'll welcome your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind. We also have a way for you to weigh in by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. We found somebody, Todd, that doesn't think this NDSU Best Sex Ever event Friday is any big deal. Call during the break. Here it is.
Yes, I would like to make a comment on the speaker at NDSU on Friday night. I just want to know why men are always the ones that get so upset about these kind of things. If this speaker can prevent one date rape, one unwanted pregnancy, one abortion, one STD, that would be a good thing. Do you not think that all the things I have mentioned do not cost tax dollars? What about free speech? No one is forcing anyone to go. Thank you.
All right. I think the one thing I would agree with her on, no one's forcing anyone to go. You know, I'll go with you on that. But
I didn't realize it was about preventing rape. I mean,
yeah.
Good grief. Are you really going to pin us down and say, oh, we don't think rape should be prevented? Come on. Of course it should be. It just didn't strike me as that's what this was about.
The debate is waging on at Facebook, too, if you want to continue on that one. All the details on the event. You decide for yourself whether you think it's appropriate or not. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. It's time for the Talk Radio Town Hall, another edition of the every Wednesday in this 10 o'clock hour. And welcome your calls again at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Welcome back, Congressman Cramer.
Great to be back. How are you guys?
We're doing well and ready to take a few calls. A few have come in even before we've begun the hour, which we always encourage folks to get those in early, so we'll get to those here momentarily.
Okay.
Over the weekend, you have an opponent now in the upcoming November election. What's your reaction to the candidacy of George Sinner for Congress?
Well, I think it's just fine. I welcome that, of course. As you know, nobody's been a more rigorous supporter of democracy than me. So I think it's great that that we'll have a good debate throughout the year. Don't forget, there's a libertarian on the ballot as well, and he's been he declared his candidacy quite some time ago. So I would guess by the time we get past the June primary, or even past the April 7th deadline for filing, we'll have three candidates for the House of Representatives, and I think that's great.
Obviously, in a political race, there's contrasts, and one side's going to say something about the other, and. There seems to be a theme here that that balance in government is something that they're calling for. I'm not so sure that necessarily plays out in the congressional race, because obviously you have one Democrat, two Republicans. But also specifically, your government service was called into question. George Sinner said he collected a government paycheck year after year, always needing more all the time, complaining about the excesses of government. What would your reaction to that comment?
Well, it's a funny thing when they had this big convention at the Fargo Civic Center where they all got together and reminisced about the good old days when when they were in charge 3 decades ago, and wringing their hands and celebrated the Team North Dakota, three former Democrats who held the 2 Senate seats and the House seats. And one thing about it, when I was party chairman and involved in politics all those years, I never once complained about their career of public service, that being Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad, or Earl Pomeroy. Campaigns are not about the personality or the background of the person. They're about the ideas of the person. So, I think this is what you do, Scott, when you're out of ideas or when your ideas don't resonate. You try to bring up other ideas. And so they're sort of forced with these kinds of things. Would you ever hire a plumber to do your electrical work just because he wasn't an electrician? You know, that's sort of what he's saying, as though there's some great, a mystery about somebody who's chosen public service and frankly has taken an oath when you do that you're going to be limited to how much money you earn the rest of that career. So it's fine. If that's the best they got, we're going to have a pretty interesting campaign.
Lee and Mandan, first call with a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Lee.
Yes. Thank you.
Hi, Lee.
I want to congratulate you on House Resource Bill 3708 for the third-class medical exemption for private pilots. That's a step in the right direction,
sure.
And long overdue.
Yeah.
And my next comment is on the Powder River MOA expansion. That is something that North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming does not need.
Yeah.
It's a 28,000 square mile land grab proposed by the military. It's according to what I've read on it, they want to drop flares, chaff. They'll be flying at low level.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, it's a prairie area.
Yes.
What are they going to do? We don't need more prairie fires. We don't need cattle stampeded. And it's going to be active 240 days of the year, morning and evening. That's when most GA flights are, general aviation.
Yeah, Lee, let's do this. Lee, I assume you are a pilot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell. Let's discuss a little bit about what you're talking about, because this MOA expansion, what Lee's talking about, Scott, and listeners, is there's a proposal to expand this airspace, is really what it is, that consists of southwestern North Dakota, some parts of Montana, and obviously northwest South Dakota, for test flights and things like that. And it has impact on our military, our Air Force specifically, and in the air bases in our region. It's got minimal probably advantages for the North Dakota bases. Certainly the Minot would be the one that would be the relevant one here. But it has massive ramifications for the people on the ground. And Lee's doing a good job of describing some of those ramifications. And so we've been very engaged in this process. We certainly want to be helpful to the military, but we also, we don't want to overexpand, if you will, beyond the military's needs in these areas, because there are tremendous ramifications, as Lee has pointed out. So our South Dakota friends are a little more enthused about it, Lee, as you probably know, because it's the big air base that benefits the most is, of course, in Rapid City. So we're in a little bit of a tussle.
Trying to, keep the B-1s at Ellsworth, and you can't blame them for that.
Right.
But the whole thing is, that's going to affect so many things: the air ambulance, the egg sprayers, the people who commute the charter flights. Just and the fact that they're going to be dropping these things, who's going to follow them up and put out the prairie fires that they started? I'm originally from a town called Shields. I don't know, a few years back, that whole town was burnt up by a prairie fire.
I remember, yeah.
And that's left a lasting impact. People don't realize what damage one spark in the wrong place can do.
Well, and that's a very arid area as well, as you know, Lee. So,
well, the whole area that's proposed for this MOA is an arid area.
Yes, it is. Yep.
It isn't the Red River Valley. This is
no. Yeah, no, I understand. Well, I appreciate that. This is, Scott, this is what I love about this show. You never know what's going to come up, and I think this is the first time probably this issue has come up, but it is one of great importance to both the people on the ground and certainly to our general aviators that, as Lee points out, use that airspace.
I'm impressed that you know this much about it.
Well, I don't know, Lee. Sometimes I think the hard drive gets a little bit cluttered up there, and it takes some time sometimes to shake it loose. But I do sit on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and so FAA issues come before us a lot. So
thanks for the call, Lee. More of your calls with Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Spring sprung, and that means new hours for the North Dakota Truck Wash. Megan is on the phone, the manager there. Megan, tell us about your new hours.
We will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starting April 6th.
And, of course, these are the folks that know that deep cleaning process, the custom Bakken chemistry, the new sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota. They have two inside heated bays. If you need directions, give them a call at 701-628-1550, 24-7 starting April 6th. The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Kramer here to answer your questions. 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Best messages for Mr. Kramer. This is Ed in Minot. I think when we the people decide that this conversation about the Affordable Care Act is over, then it's over. Until then... We're going to talk about it, and then I believe that when the next election comes up, we're going to reinforce that. Then he will really know what we the people think about his Affordable Care Act. Thanks. Have a good day.
I assume what Ed is referring to is a clip we played earlier of the president in the Rose Garden yesterday who wanted to know why you and other opponents of Obamacare are so mad about people having health insurance, and then went on to say that the debate over repealing Obamacare is over, kind of spiking the football on the 7.1 million signups.
Well, he can spike the football all he wants, but if he's spiking the football in the Rose Garden yesterday is like spiking the football at the 50-yard line, for crying out loud. And Ed's point is exactly right on. And I don't care if 70 million people signed up for Obamacare. It's still awful. I mean, it's just a really, really bad law. And if he hasn't figured it out, then there's no hope for him, in my view. Scott, to celebrate 7 million people signing up for Obamacare by yesterday, it would be like the bully that takes the kid's lunch money and gives him a Tootsie Roll, and then you give the bully a pat on the back because he's such a generous guy. You know, this is a really awful law that has done nothing it's promised to do and has done everything it's promised not to do. It's raised premiums. It's actually reduced access. You're not allowed to keep your health insurance or your doctor if you like them necessarily. You know, it's not up to you. It's up to the government. And it didn't create jobs. It's going to lose 2.5 million jobs or more, which, by the way, Scott, is why today in the House we're going to bring up the Save American Workers Act, which is an amendment to Obamacare. Remember that the president in Obamacare defines full-time employee as 30 hours. You know, somebody works 30 hours a week. Now, I understand that he thinks working 30 hours a week is full-time, because that's, you know, I don't know if he puts in 30 hours, but so I get that, and I've been around this place long enough to know that there is a whole, you know, political party that celebrates people not working. That's not the way we do it in North Dakota. So what we're doing is, under this proposal, we're saying full-time employee means, with respect to any month, an employee who is employed on average at least 40 hours of service per week. That's what full-time is. It's what it's always meant. And so, Scott, this is really important, because what this does, by changing the definition back from 30 to 40, we literally increase people's paychecks by 25%. And that's a lot better way to do it than to arbitrarily raise a minimum wage. We're giving people back the opportunity, you know, to go from 27 or 28 or 29 hours to 40 hours a week without being penalized, or their employer being penalized. Because that's the real issue, is if you don't provide health care for your employees up to that work more than 30 hours a week, you face a $2,000 or $3,000 fine per employee. So we're saying, huh, come on, let's be fair to the workers. Let's let them get those 10 hours back and change the definition. And I would certainly think, for those people who say we need to, you know, help fix Obamacare, they should be all on board with this bill. So I'm sure we'll pass that today.
A group of folks in the Senate, including Senator Heidi Heitkamp and other Democrats in the Senate, have come out with some major changes to Obamacare they're proposing as a way of a fix, as an example. Any word from some of those on the other side of the aisle about this idea of that you're proposing that'll pass?
Oh, I would expect a lot of people will vote for it. You know, every Obamacare vote we've had in the House of Representatives since I've been here has included Democrat support. In fact, some of them have included over 40, I think 46 Democrats in one case voted for the Upton bill, for example. So we always get Democrat votes in the House. It's the Senate that has straight party line votes all the time. I don't know what, you know, on the bill that Senator Heitkamp and some others are proposing, you know, whether that'll see the light of day and over there or not, but we'll continue to pass fixes like this one and others that we've passed in the past that didn't even get a vote in the Senate. So I'd be surprised if Harry Reid allowed anybody to have a vote in the Senate on anything that fixes Obamacare, but we're going to keep passing good bills in the House.
Ed, in Minot, thanks for the call.
Yes,
telephone number is 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, is here. Here's another that came in.
Yeah, this is Ron in Bismarck for Congressman Cramer. I strongly oppose the Common Core standards and do not want the federal government using federal funds to support this controversial program. Please sign into the Steve King letter to members of the Appropriations Committee, which urges Congress to end federal funds in support of the Common Core. States, not the federal government, should decide what is best for our education system. Thanks, Kevin, and God bless.
And before you answer that, I'll weigh in to Dawn on our Facebook a solicitation for questions for you as well. I'll ask a similar question. How do we get North Dakota to reject Common Core? So a couple on that topic.
Yeah, well, good question. We did pass, you know, in the education bill this last year that the House passed, the Senate, again, didn't. They didn't even vote on it, but we did pass an authorization bill for education that gives states full implementation of their own education system. That is the fundamental principle of the Republicans. That's the fundamental principle of the majority of the House of Representatives. And so we actually did exactly that. Ron is asking specifically about signing on to a letter that's being circulated by Representative King. I just received that letter yesterday, and I have to admit that I have not opened it yet to look at it for a possible signature. And I think what his letter is saying, it's a letter to the appropriators, and we're in that time right now when the Appropriations Committee is meeting and discussing the 12 different appropriations bills, which is what it's commonly called around here, regular order. And there's an attempt to prohibit any federal funds from being used to implement Common Core. So I'll take a look at that, and I appreciate Ron's suggestion. But that said, with regard to the Facebook question, that's really a state issue. North Dakota has signed on to a Common Core as a state, accepted the Common Core standards. There's some controversy over whether the standards mean the same thing as the curriculum, but I think anytime you have test standards, you know, curriculum's going to be written to maximize opportunities for test success. So I don't know how you really separate the two, but it really is a state's issue. And I can tell you that both Chris and I and our family have very, very serious concerns about a Common Core being implemented at our schools.
Irma, a grandmother who is really concerned for the education of her grandchildren, emails, I'd like to have Congressman Kramer get Congress to defund the incentives for the states to adopt Common Core.
Same issue, and Irma, I'll take a good look at it. Just in fact, today I will. And like I said, I received the letter last night. I just haven't had a chance to open it up.
All right. Thanks for the comment, for the call, Ron, and the Irma, the email, and Don, the Facebook post, all on the same question of Common Core. Short break. Back with more of your questions and comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Kevin Kramer at 800-228-0550. After this, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your questions and the comments for your member of Congress. So welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall, part of our Wednesday What's on Your Mind lineup. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And let's see, a question on the numbers of folks that have signed up for the Affordable Care Act from a listener here. Let's roll that.
Yes, this is a question for Congressman Kramer. With all this health numbers being bantered around, it's my understanding that the insurance companies have to provide to HHS the amount of people that have paid for their insurance. And nobody knows what anything is. Now, what I don't understand, you and everybody, any member of Congress, can't they walk into the office of HHS and demand to see what the numbers are? And why can't I, as a matter of fact? So that's my question. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
On the topic of the announcement yesterday by the president, there was precise numbers on the 7.1 million people that had signed up. But then all of these blizzard of studies and other news reports that suggest, 858,000 newly insured had actually paid up. And a lot of other discussion about how many were previously uninsured. You know, how do you get into the numbers? How much can you demand of the administration for the precise numbers here?
Well, we can demand a lot. They've been pretty poor at providing them. It is sort of interesting that somehow on April 1st they were able to come up with 7.1 million people signed up when for the most previous 6 months they've never been able to provide any type of a number. Of course, that 7.1 million we know very little about, like exactly who they are. Were they people who were kicked off their plans previously? Were they previously unemployed? Are they Medicaid? Folks, we just know very little about the 7.1 million. That said, remember, and of course, I don't blame anybody for not making C-SPAN their favorite TV station, but if you've watched any of the hearings where Kathleen Sebelius has put her hand up and sworn, to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, she has been asked this question and similar questions many, many times. And she does this. I had an old friend once who used to refer to Shorty the Barber routine, or sort of like the guys that just sort of stumble and stammer and never answer the question. That's what they've been great at. So yes, we can demand it. Yes, it's been demanded many times in oversight hearings. In fact, there are some oversight hearings. We have 55 oversight hearings this week alone, several of them on Obamacare. So perhaps we'll get to those numbers eventually, but they're very elusive. And this is why we need a better accounting of numbers, not just there, but in education and EPA and all of the agencies of government.
You mentioned earlier the Save American Workers Act that will be voted on today, which repeals the 30-hour definition of full-time employee. Has there been any reaction from the administration on that?
I've not heard. I guess I would expect a veto threat of some sort, because this is, you know, this is their idea, of course. And this president has been very clear that he will veto any good idea that comes out of the House of Representatives and gets passed, and then he'll go ahead and later he'll do it. Remember that this is something that has been unilaterally changed a few different times they've changed just the enforcement of it from time to time. They extended it to 2016. The regulation was delayed for employer reporting requirements for employers that have 50 to 99 employees. Remember, this applies to people that have they have 50 or fewer. That 50 employee ceiling, you know, was arbitrarily set by the law. Well, they did extend it to 2016 for people that have fewer than 100 employees. But all this ever does is it just creates more confusion and uncertainty for employers. You're not going to go hire, you know, 100 people knowing that you're going to be hit with a penalty in 2016, or you may be hit with a penalty. So we're just trying to put in law that 40 hours is a full-time job again.
All right, a couple other questions. A lot of our listeners have been hoping that we would get more answers on what happened in Benghazi. And I know today there's a rather high-profile hearing where you got the former acting director of the CIA. And what answers are you still looking for on Benghazi?
Well, first of all, you know, one of the big questions and the big answers is, who was it that authorized these bizarre talking points that clearly were not true, that Susan Rice came out and uttered on all these TV stations saying that this was not a terrorist attack, this was simply a protest, an impulsive or spontaneous protest due to a video, which we all now know they knew better at the time and still perpetrated it. We also, you know, the other big questions are, who kept help from being deployed to the embassy? Why were Marines and security forces not deployed? And so those are a couple of big ones, Scott. And you're right, there's a hearing today. And what I would encourage people to do, because we get a lot of questions about Benghazi, a lot of angst about it. There are four different committees that have oversight on Benghazi. I think Armed Services, certainly the Oversight Committee obviously does. And then you got Armed Services, as I said, Intelligence, and I think Foreign Affairs. So there have been a lot of hearings. There will continue to be hearings until such time as there might be enough evidence to have a select committee. But I encourage people to go to gop.gov /Benghazi, and you will find reams and reams and reams of direct documentation and evidence and testimony as we continue to gather it.
You know, it's been a year and a half. That's the really frustrating thing. I mean, it's just a prime. It smacks of sort of trying to run out the clock. And I know the chairman of the committee, Mike Rogers, who leads the Intel committee, has said that, you know, he didn't want to call people back from the field. So that's been part of it.
Yes.
You know, of not wanting to disrupt operations in the name of trying to get to the bottom. But can you see how this just frustrates the daylights out of people that 18 months later you still have some basic questions unanswered by some of these officials?
Oh, I do. In fact, I share the frustration. I've actually signed a letter to the speaker asking that he assign a select committee. So I'm one of those that has expressed my frustration in very official ways. At the same time, I understand that there is a process, and as burdensome as it is, the process does provide the opportunity to continue to gather information and testimony and in the least disruptive way as possible, and that with the idea that justice will eventually or ultimately be done. But yeah, I'm impatient about it as well, Scott. So I definitely empathize with people. But hope, you know, I'd rather have a good result than a fast result.
Speaking of things taking a long time, a Facebook question says, why did the congressman, as a member of the PSC, allow the siting of the Keystone Pipeline through the eastern part of the state? So I guess you can answer that and maybe give us an update on Keystone XL Pipeline here.
Was that a serious question?
I guess.
Oh, you don't allow a siting. You have a siting, which is a process that involves the public. We had six hearings on it, a whole bunch of open meetings, open house meetings on it, number of, obviously, meetings, technical reviews, open forum, across 600 landowners' land. Not one inch of it had to be condemned. You know, several counties, My only regret is it didn't run closer to the Bakken, although that pipeline is completely full of crude oil going to market and creating jobs for Americans and security for Americans, energy and national security for Americans. And so the fact that it's taken, what are we at now, about 2020, day 2020, something like that, to approve the Keystone XL pipeline is the real egregious act here. Because every day that we don't have another pipeline moving both Canadian and North Dakota or U.S. crude to the market is more days that we're buying crude from the Middle East, and the more days that we are submitting ourselves to thugs and dictators instead of creating jobs and wealth right here in the United States and being more secure.
Another issue that's dominated in the news headlines the last couple of days was the testimony by the CEO of General Motors.
Uh-huh.
Regarding the 13 deaths that have been linked to a faulty ignition switch, which he called, I guess, unacceptable. This was in a House Committee Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee. What do you make of this?
Well, it's an interesting one because you have the juxtaposition of General Motors on the one hand being a private company here in the United States, and on the other hand being largely bailed out by the government and the taxpayers. And during all of that time, you had this, you know, this other problem that led to these 13 deaths and now the recall of, you know, thousands of vehicles. And, you know, on the one hand, I admire the CEO for coming out to the, you know, to Washington, just facing this music. And, she did it with, you know, pretty impressive, I think, form. She has the luxury, of course, of not having been in charge at the time. And so she gets to, you know, say it's unacceptable, and it is unacceptable. It's clearly unacceptable. But why it happened is sort of the elusive question at this point. Why could you wait so long knowing that there was a problem? And that when they say that part of the reason they didn't implement the change right away or the recall right away was because it would cost 50-some cents, to replace each switch. And in the meantime, I doubt any answer is going to be acceptable to the families of the 13 people.
Yeah, we've learned, thanks to this hearing, that they first found out about the problem in 2001,
right,
according to some documents that have been unearthed here, but took no steps to recall any cars until this past February. I mean, how do you talk your way out of that?
Well, I just don't think you do. And to her credit, she didn't really try to. I mean, she accepted the responsibility for the company. They're making the changes. But the real issue is this can't happen again. I mean, you just cannot have this happen again. But one thing I would point to, Scott, is we're talking a lot today about oversight of the House of Representatives. This is a really important function of this body that gets overlooked a lot. And frankly, we learn a lot of bad things through these oversight hearings. And then people become very critical about why the House isn't doing more about it. And all I can say is that we'll just keep asking questions and finding answers, and someday when there's enough people, we can the right people elected in all of the chambers in this town, hopefully make some significant changes. What you do about this particular one, this one rests, of course, with the management of GM.
Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls, questions, and comments on a Talk Radio Town Hall edition of the program today. There have been some hearings on U.S. oil export policy over the last week. I want to ask you about that.
Sure.
Also, I think it's a piece of legislation or a push on memorials that I want to ask you about.
Oh, sure.
So we'll do that. We have a break coming up now. But again, the last chance to get your questions or comments in for Congressman Cramer. Here's the number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer. When we come back, don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. to help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Segment on a Wednesday edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us statewide today on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to program in North Dakota from KFIRE 550 in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, and Boomin' to the Bakken, KTGO Tioga, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. Mark in Bismarck for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, you're next.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hi, Mark.
You are, sir. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, quick question. Okay, first of all, I am for affordable care. That's a great idea. But I keep hearing about inequities, and I just want to ask you about one. A guy I know is at the post office. They hire him as part-time employee. In North Dakota, they're really busy. He's actually working overtime, even though he's a part-time employee. So how can they tell him that they won't insure him for 1 year? Isn't that illegal?
Well, that's a great question, and I'd have to get the specifics on the case. But that's a good one to fly up the flagpole. So I'm gonna check that out. But the 30-hour thing is based on a month. So what they do is they take, as I understand it, they take the month and then average your hours per week to determine whether you're a full-time employee at 30 hours or a part-time employee at 29 hours. And if you're doing a lot of overtime, I suppose, Mark, and I'm just sort of assuming here, but I suppose if you have a couple of months in a row of a lot of overtime, you'd probably have to recalculate that. So I'll get more specifics on that, though, Scott. That's a good question, a good point. How do you deal with these sort of specific situations?
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. The House Foreign Affairs Committee is joining a number of hearings that have been held over in the Senate on this question of evaluating U.S. energy trade policy to allow exports.
Sure.
Chairman Poe of that particular committee said it's time to revisit the crude oil export ban and consider opening up this valuable commodity to the world market. Is this gaining some momentum, Kevin?
It is. You know, over in the Senate, it's gained momentum both among Senate Democrats and Republicans, and rightfully so. When now that we've discovered that we have a energy policy that's based on scarcity as opposed to abundance, we need to readjust a lot of our energy policy, including our export policy. So we currently allow the export, for example, of refined product. So some of the refineries, especially in the Gulf Coast, that make gasoline or jet fuel or diesel, that's allowed to be exported, but the crude itself is not. And one thing about markets, when you're involved in the global market, remember, crude is a globally priced commodity, and there are indexes that are national and there are indexes that are international. And if you're part of that international market, you get to have more influence in the world. You create more opportunity for the product itself, so you're going to have more development. You know, whereas if you confine the market just to your country, in this case, the United States, you're going to squelch development. And when you have the type of resources we have today, we want to develop more of it and be players in the global market. It helps our influence in the world. It's certainly important to national security as well as energy security and economic security. So it's definitely time to do that. It makes no sense to allow the refined product to be exported but not the commodity itself. And so I think it's time to readdress this.
Charles and Drake for Congressman Kevin Cramer. You're next. Go ahead, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Have you guys ever read the Rules for Radicals?
I've not read it, no.
Well, Saul Alinsky.
I think all the Republicans
I'm familiar with it.
All the Republicans should read it because that's what Obama and his administration is doing. I've read it. And they're doing it right to the T. Second, is how come we don't have special prosecutors on these cases? Because the Republicans are not competent enough to get to the bottom of this. They should take lessons from the Democrats there, too. The Democrats would already have special prosecutors. They'd be getting to the bottom of this. And you guys sit there on your hands like you're worried to death that you might ask the wrong question or force these people to answer.
Charles, let me ask you, Charles, how many of these oversight hearings have you watched on C-SPAN?
Hey, I'm retired, so, man, I've watched a lot of them. Sure, the questions get asked, but that's it.
So you want us to ask them and answer them? I'm not really sure, I guess, what you'd expect. See, special prosecutors are named by the Attorney General of the United States, who is, by the way, under contempt of Congress right now, and his appeal to the federal courts was denied, and he's still the Attorney General of the United States because the House of Representatives does not confirm the presidential appointees. So until we have control of the Senate, we're doing everything we can, including 55 hearings this week on the administration. So while I understand your frustration and share it, I think your criticism is a bit unfair to base it on some incompetence. I mean, what do you do when Lois Lerner pleads the Fifth and wants immunity? And she wants, what does she want immunity from? What do you do when you have James Clapper, the National Intelligence Director, that comes before Congress 1 month before Edward Snowden flew the coup and says under oath, swears under oath that the NSA does not collect metadata on American citizens, and he still gets to be the head of intelligence because the Senate confirmed him. So, some of this is going to be the consequence, frankly, of elections.
We are out of time, Charles. Appreciate the call, and Congressman Cramer, thank you. We'll have to ask you next week about this legislation that makes the National Monument Selection an open public process. We'll do that. And, of course, You're off to the Republican convention this weekend in Minot as well, so we'll have lots to talk about next Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Out of time, friends. We'll do it again tomorrow on the program. Among our guests, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will be here tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. So tune in for that. God bless you, and thanks for listening. We'll be live tomorrow at High Plains Apache.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip for a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.